Well, Mr. Romy, we got a full bevy of callers here. We do have one open line if y'all want to jump on board. I did want to get to a little bit of conversation of all the topics Arizona homeowners have contacted us about in 2016 that drove the most results. Like, what, which one of our blogs actually drove the most interest? We've got a 10-blog countdown I want to get through, but I also want to take care of people who have taken the time to call. Let's see if we can get to a couple of these people. Amy and Mesa, we've got Melanie and Buckeye and Hector. Let's get to Amy, who's been on hold the longest. Good morning, Miss Amy.
Good morning. I was calling to see, so I'm one of those people that bought my house during the foreclosure of the market. And
yoo-hoo! Wahoo! Way to go, girl!
So we paid like $79,000 for our house, and our value is almost $200,000 right now.
Yes, baby.
And so we, as much as we've loved our house, it is ridiculously outdated. And we had purchased it. We're young parents. My husband was in the middle of going through college. And our mortgage here was cheaper than us for rent.
Yes.
To rent an apartment.
Yes.
So we haven't done any upgrades in our house since we've been here. And now that the market's turned around and we're ready to go out and buy a new home, we're trying to figure out our best route for selling this one because it is like super outdated. Our kitchen is made like our kitchen cabinets. The original homeowner must have made custom kitchen cabinets out of 2x4s. So it's just like, it's like a bunch of 2x4s like glued together. Each drawer front is one piece of like cut down 2x4.
Okay.
And so we're looking to remodel our kitchen and our roof, because we had a roof route that said our roof's probably really old, like between 85 and 95, if you think, when it was done.
Okay.
And so then they did, like, a white paint coating over our roof on top of it all. So that's all starting to run off now. And we're trying to figure out our best route as far as to replace the roof through a company or to replace it ourselves, and then do we sell it and keep it or keep it as like an investment property?
Gosh, you know, you're thinking through that. You've got all of these options because you bought at exactly the right time and you're sitting on six figures of equity. So it gives you lots of options. If you're going to consider hanging on to it, if you've got the resources to make a down payment for another home and you can hang on to this piece of property, I say, why not do that? In 2010, do you remember what the interest rate of your mortgage was at that point? You're probably over 5%, aren't you?
Well, we did a refinance maybe a year ago and paid off my husband's school loan.
Nice.
With
nice.
The equity in the home.
Okay.
So currently our loan is $110,000 at a flat 4% interest rate.
Very good. So you're at about a 50% loan to value. For me, that's my comfort level investment on property. And you know, at a 4% flat interest, 30-year mortgage, $120,000 debt. I mean, your payment's what, about $700?
Yeah, we're at $660 right now.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you can rent that house for something north of $1,000. What is it, a two-bedroom, two-bath, or three-bedroom, two-bath?
No, it's a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,700 square foot.
You've got to be in a positive cash flow position there of at least $200 or $300 a month. I don't know why you wouldn't just rent it out and hang on to it and just let other people allow your little retirement nest egg grow out of their purse, not your purse, and then go ahead and make the future purchase. Now, let me take the subject of fixing a home up for resale. I know realtors, in many cases, will encourage you to improve the curb appeal. That's a good investment. They'll encourage you to declutter the house. That's a wise strategy. But I am not one to spend a lot of money on a house that I'm going to sell. Negotiate that in the final sales price and let the next owner do whatever it is they want to do as far as the new roof or the new cabinets or the new countertops. Make it as effortless on your part as possible. There will be a buyer for that house. Get a realtor that you trust, that knows your neighborhood. Bring them on board. Maybe interview two or three. See what their input is on that same topic. I do generally defer to, you know, a particular realtor I trust a lot when we're selling properties that we have. He's in the Scottsdale area, but he services the whole valley. His name is John Glutch, G-L-U-C-H. You could certainly call the Glutch team and have somebody come out. I can tell you whatever they tell you would be exactly what they would tell me, and I absolutely, confidently, 100% can tell you I trust their recommendations. Take it from there. Congratulations, Amy. Congratulations to your husband for finishing school, paying off the school debt, making the right purchase at the right time. Y'all are geniuses. You've got a close to a $100,000 nest egg starting as young homeowners, young parents. It just guard it and grow from there. Very good job. Excellent. You contact us anytime and let us know how we can help you. You are the Arizona homeowners. We want to be our best friend.
Next on the line, let's move to Melina in Buckeye. Wants to talk about a crack in her ceiling. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. It's Melanie.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'm on my second new home purchase in Phoenix in
Great.
6 years. We sold in Goodyear, beautiful new home, and moved to Buckeye. This home, we've been in a year in August, and within a few months of moving in, there was a noticeable crack in the ceiling in the master bedroom on the back of the house. And then we had some back door swelling issues, so it would stick. And so they came out and fixed that, the homeowner's warranty. They came out and fixed it, and they patched. Within a few months, once the cold weather came, the crack came back. And so this time they mesh taped it. And so you can see that it's between the two, is it drywall or
yes.
whatever's up
mm-hmm.
there. So they mesh taped it. And so now here we are a little over a year later, and with the cold weather, it came back again. And so I've called the builder, and they said, could you wait till March, and we'll send somebody out. It's a new company that we're using to patch it and paint it. And I said, okay. But now I'm like, I'm to the point where, is this weather related? Are you just sticking a Band-Aid on it? My home in Goodyear never had this issue, and this is a different builder. And so now I'm kind of stuck. Do I contact the registrar? Do I give them another opportunity to
okay.
fix it?
And Melanie, tell me one more time, when did you move into this home?
A year ago, August.
Perfect. Okay. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to put in writing everything that has occurred to that home since you've moved in and every repair that company has made to the home since you've moved in.
Okay.
You don't want... Some builders will use the 2-year right to review from the registrar of contractors as a limit on their warrant. But the fact of the matter is, if they've come and they've repaired that ceiling before, your right to review period extends 2 years from the last time they touched that crack.
Correct.
So you're going to want to get all of that pegged to calendar dates in writing. Now, and if you
luckily, I have all the text messages I've sent.
Perfect.
The super that handled the neighborhood.
Great. And if if they're asking you to wait till March, I would be okay with that.
Okay.
I would kind of poll my neighbors and confirm that they're all getting adequate responses to their warranty requests. You can certainly
do you know it's the same model, two doors down, same area,
same problem.
Yes.
Yeah. That's an indication that it is probably not a structural problem and that you don't
okay.
have anything big to worry about. It's a design problem for one
yes.
reason or another, and it probably isn't going to cause any long-term damage to the rest of your house. It's going to be an aesthetic thing that we're probably going to have to fool with the first couple of years we're in the house, but we should be able to get that home to stabilize, be still, and a repair should get a long-term life out of it.
Okay.
So that's
well,
a good thing.
That it's not structural, so now I'm relieved. Because I thought, seeing how the guy two doors down from me with the same model has the same crack, I thought it is, but you say, design problem, that it may need just some tweaking
and yeah, I don't have to move out.
it's a factor of, is it a vaulted ceiling?
I don't know what that is. So it pitches to a,
right,
a point?
Right.
Or
is it a flat ceiling?
I'm it's flat. Yeah, it's flat. I'm remembering now where my ceiling fan is. I'm not at home right now, so
okay.
I don't know. But yeah, it's flat. And there's no, they checked the lot and walked around and make sure drainage is happening away from the home, and it is.
Okay. Yeah, the fact that it's happening to exact same floor plan two doors down tells me it's not a foundation problem. It's not a drainage problem. It's a design problem where they've got a girder beam tied into some trusses where the trusses are changing directions for one way or another based on the roof angle or the roof configuration. And we're just going to have to get that structure stabilized. And very often it can take, you know, a couple years for that to stabilize.
And it's not an old home. You know, production building has to happen. It has to keep going. One of the holdups in production building, if you're building a wood-framed home, is when the top concrete tiles come, they have to sit on top of the roof for at least a month while the wood gets used to the weight and stress of the concrete tile. Now, I mean, they may have said, you know what, it's 3 weeks, keep going, and then put it up. They may not have allowed the roof and wait to adjust, which one more reason to build in block.